KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have a freezing drizzle or mist outside, and at 8 o'clock it's 28 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Reminder, a winter weather advisory is now in effect until 6 a.m. on Wednesday for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Clark, Taylor, and Ringgold counties for mixed precipitation, plus snow of 3 to 5 inches and ice accumulations up to 0.2 inches. You should plan on slippery road conditions, not to mention sidewalks, and later on there could be some patchy blowing snow reducing visibility. Also for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties, winter weather advisory is in effect until midnight tonight for mixed precipitation and 2 to 4 inches of snow and ice up to 0.1 inch, with winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour, making things interesting in those counties. Fremont, Montgomery, and Page counties, winter weather advisory is in effect until 3 a.m. Wednesday. Again, mixed precip and 2 to 4 inches of snow are possible, with up to 0.2 inch of ice. Guthrie and Dallas counties in our listing area are under a winter storm warning until 6 a.m. Wednesday. Freezing rain, heavy mixed precipitation, and total snow accumulations of 4 to 6 inches, with ice accumulation of 1 to 2 tenths of an inch, can be expected in those counties. Because of the ice that's forming on the roads outside, several roads are becoming partially covered with ice this morning. So slow down and give yourself extra travel time. Recapping quickly some of the area schools that have canceled classes for today. There is no school in Atlantic today. Again, Atlantic has canceled. No classes at Adair Casey Guthrie Center, AHSTW, Audubon, CAM, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, East Mills, Glenwood Schools, Exira EHK, Essex and Fremont Mills have all canceled. No school today in Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Lenox, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, and Nottoway Valley. Also, Panorama has no school today. Red Oak, Riverside. Also, Southwest Valley, which had earlier, but well, Southwest Valley is canceled. All those schools have canceled. Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood have canceled. And we have West Harrison, Woodbine, Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool, Little Lambs Preschool, and Atlantic Head Start. All campuses at Iowa Western Community College are canceled for today. And a two-hour late starts currently for Bedford, Charter Oak Ute, Creston, also Orient Maxburg, and West Central Valley. You can read about those and other weather-related announcements on our cancellations page at KJAN.com. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Monday evening approved a bid from Apex LLC Environmental Consultants out of Urbandale for work on a bioswale water quality project at the Nishna Park. The Atlantic High School and Cass County Extension Service partners for the project, for which there were two bids, with a third being disqualified for submitting their bid after the bid deadline.
And it's up to $41,000, and it's a 50-50 match. So out of our pockets, the $69,500 is going to end up being $35,000 for it.
That's Parks and Rector Director Seth Stasselm. Apex, he said, comes highly recommended by officials with IDALS, the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship. The board agreed to accept the company's bid contingent upon a review of the contract by the City of Atlantic attorney Mark Bosworth. In other business, the Parks Board learned the West restroom at the Schulberg Recreation Area should be delivered and set in place of the crane next week, weather permitting.
But they set up pretty much everything, the crane, everything in motion. We have the hole still dug. We just got to clean it up a bit, set it in place. Looking forward to that. As soon as we get those restrooms in, we can essentially open them up for use. Once the restrooms are in, we'll most likely try to get some power as far as have an indoor light and an outdoor light to it, which will probably be a summer spring project contracted out. And then we'll probably also try to do a small walkway up to the restroom to make it ADA compliant from the pathway. But once it's in, we will probably stop the porta-potty contracts.
Stasselm said the West playground equipment is still in storage, waiting for the spring or early summer installation, with community members who will be supervised by a playground company expert. And the Schulberg Campground bathhouse designs, specification, and cost estimate from Snyder Engineering should be ready for the board's next meeting. The board approved a memorandum of understanding for Operation Relief. The Iowa DNR has taken over the program and has asked the city to serve as a host site from one of their sales points. The city will be paid $1,000 for administration and $7,000 for tree stock.
We did this once in the past when we did the SUFTA grant and GPS all the trees. This was another part of that project. So essentially we'll just be handling a tree sale. We tried to sell about 100 trees. Last time we did this, all the trees that we didn't sell, we we ended up planting within the parks.
And those trees will be on sale for a couple of months during the spring and ready for pickup on or about April 25th. The Parks and Rec Board on Monday approved the services of an American Red Cross aquatic examiner for the Sunnyside Pool, who would do a walk through the facility and make sure the lifeguards are up to date on their training and other facets of the pool are safe and ready to go this summer. In other news, Stasselm said the Sunnyside ice rink is open, but the ice is very hard after the recent hard freeze.
We did have plans to try to do some different programs out there, but we just never got water, never solid enough, or it was pretty much like just a pool out there and then just dissipated over time. It's been a nightmare, but there's ice out there currently, so people can go skate out there if they want, but you know, it's also super hard ice. It's because of how cold it is, so you know, don't expect it to be what you get at the city. Indoors.
He said also the Schilberg campground is closed, as are the roads to Sunnyside Park, but the park remains open for winter activities. A lawyer is pursuing a class action lawsuit on behalf of lottery customers nationwide, are seeking to interview the jailed insider who allegedly rigged jackpots for himself and others for years. The lawyer said in a court filing Friday they want to take the deposition of Eddie Tipton at the prison in Clarinda to gather information for their case against the Multi-State Lottery Association. Judge Michael Huppert recently granted class action status to the case, which involves customers who bought losing tickets for roughly 20 drawings between 2005 and 2013. That were allegedly tainted by Tipton's software. Tipton worked for the Iowa-based Lottery Association, where he built and installed random number generators that picked winning combinations. He's serving a prison sentence after admitting to installing code that allowed him to predict winning numbers on certain days of the year and working with his brother and others to buy tickets and win jackpots. Well, Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports two arrests took place last Thursday. On Thursday and again on Saturday, 40-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders of Audubon was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Both times Saunders was taken into custody and appeared before a magistrate. And 33-year-old Jamie Corinne Christensen of Audubon was arrested last Thursday for violation of a no-contact order. Christensen made an appearance before the magistrate. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were four arrests over the past few days. Early Sunday morning, 37-year-old Brandy Lynn Blamble of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested for OWI first offense. At around 9:20 p.m. Sunday, 22-year-old Chase Donald Walseth of Marshall, Missouri, was arrested following a traffic stop on I-29. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. At around 5:20 a.m. Saturday, 35-year-old John Anthony Love of Pacific Junction was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense. And at around 12:20 a.m. Friday, 30-year-old Joshua Arthur Rhodes of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop on I-29. He was charged with OWI first offense, two counts of child endangerment, and assault causing bodily injury. Bond was set at $9,000. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests took place from January 13th through the 17th. Last Thursday, deputies arrested at a residence in Elkhorn 53-year-old Rosemary Ann Yoder of Omaha on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in Shelby County District Court. Yoder was also charged with violation of a no-contact order and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held in the Shelby County Jail on her $1,200 cash or surety bond. On January 15th, authorities with the Department of Public Safety's Commercial Motor Vehicle Division arrested 38-year-old Anthony Nielsen of Council Bluffs following a traffic stop. He was taken into custody for driving a commercial vehicle under a suspended license in the state of Iowa and was released shortly after posting a cash bond. On January 13th, Harlan Police and Shelby County deputies arrested 38-year-old Joshua Lynn Mouseth of Omaha on an outstanding warrant out of Kansas. Mouseth was transported to the Shelby County Jail without local charges and held pending extradition waiver hearing. He was then transferred to the custody of the Cloud County, Kansas Sheriff's Department. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.